You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Word came from the LA Auto Show this week. Ford's luxury brand Lincoln is doing a reboot. They're ditching the confusing letters-only name of MKX and giving their midsize SUV a real name, Nautilus. And that's got Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes musing about the past, present, and future of Lincoln. Daniel, in 2012, a Ford executive announced, and I'll quote, the MKX is the start of a journey for Lincoln, which means vehicles that are totally different from Ford vehicles. So what do you think Nautilus signals? What kind of journey for the Lincoln brand?
That they've been reading Jules Verne? look, as I chronicle in that column today, I've been around this story for a very long time, longer than I care to admit. In 1998, Lincoln was the top-selling brand in the United States, luxury brand. And by 2004, it had sunk to seventh, and today it's eighth. It just is not making progress. They have rebranded, renamed, reconfigured, reimagined, relaunched this brand at least a couple to three times in that intervening period. And I think what's significant about this right now is that essentially they're saying, look, we're not even going to try to compete against the German luxury brands. We're not even going to try to compete against Cadillac. It's too expensive, and we don't think it's necessarily going to pay off for us.
You say in today's column maybe one of the new models in the pipeline should be called Surrender. Why aren't consumers thinking Lincoln when they're shopping for a luxury vehicle?
The luxury market in the world, not just the United States, is defined by three companies: BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Audi. They created the club, they set the rules for the club, they are the club, and they decide who gets in the club. And if you want to be in the club, you have to benchmark their technology, their capability, all of the things that make them a German luxury vehicle. Lincoln has clearly decided that is somewhere they don't want to go. Toyota's Lexus, I think, is increasingly going in that direction. Cadillac clearly is going in that direction, that they want to be able to benchmark them, benchmark the best in the world. And I think where Cadillac is looking is, see, there's another market out there. There are the people who want luxury vehicles, but they don't need the precision, the technology, the handling. They want the creature comforts. They want the cushier luxury experience, the traditional American luxury experience.
And they also want the kind of the allure of the name, don't they?
The allure of the name, which brings us into China. I mean, the Chinese market is enormous and growing. A lot of Chinese like to buy vehicles that double as being chauffeured vehicles. So you have ample back seats with a lot of creature comforts back there, a lot of electronics, a lot of the kinds of things that you'd find in a Lincoln. And in fact, my colleague Henry Payne, who's out in Los Angeles this week, wrote about the Navigator and said it's a luxury suite on wheels. So clearly that's the direction they want to go. But I think the thing that's interesting here is that they are deciding not to compete, which is why I made the joke about Surrender, deciding not to compete with the best in the world that they are competing with in other facets of the industry.
Is that enough? Is deciding to, you know, go after that Chinese buyer that wants to be chauffeured, is that enough to keep Lincoln alive?
That depends on the numbers, frankly. It depends on what kind of numbers they can get globally. Recently, they said they wanted to get to 300,000 vehicles globally. I would bet you that that's probably a little more than one-third U.S. and probably two-thirds China if they can get there. But they have to be consistent. And I think one of the things that is also ironic about all of this name changing is, think the German brands again. How long have you known the 3 Series, the 5 Series, mm-hmm. the 7 Series? How long have you known the C-Class, the M-Class, the E-Class, the S-Class? Those names are around. They iterate, they iterate, they iterate, they iterate. People know what to expect, and they go back to those models. In the case of Lincoln, they're changing all the time. And, you know, you had Aviator, and you had Zephyr, and then you had MKZ, and MKX, and MKC, and now you've got Nautilus, and you've got... I mean, it's dizzying. And the only name that has stuck around for that 15 or 17, 18 years has been Navigator. Everything else has changed.
What would the end of Lincoln mean to Ford and its employees and suppliers?
Probably not as much. I think it would make more difference to dealers, frankly, who lost the Mercury brand because a lot of these dealerships were twin dealerships. They were Lincoln Mercury dealerships. So they lost Mercury, and now they need enough volume to be able to have a viable business. You know, I think if Alan Mulally would have had his way at one time when he was the former superstar CEO of Ford, he would have gotten rid of Lincoln too. He got rid of Volvo, he got rid of Aston Martin, he got rid of Land Rover, he got rid of Jaguar. And I think he would have done the same thing with Lincoln had he been had the board let him, but they didn't, and they kept it around. But I don't think they ever really truly invested in the brand. I think that's the other piece here. You know, if you want to play in this elite club, you have to spend a lot of money, measured by multiple billions of dollars. You can't do it on the cheap. And back around the turn of the millennium, Wolfgang Reitzle, who'd been with BMW for a very long time, was at Ford and was promised that he was going to get $2 billion to remake Lincoln, and it never happened. And I think the story here is you have to make the big bets in the traditional part of the business if you want to play at that level. General Motors, under successive CEOs, made that decision and continues to invest. And I don't think Ford is necessarily going to do that at the end of the day.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel House. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.